drops are falling on my head. And just like the guy's feet.
Now you can play this song at Rosie on Nass in an Arizona winter storm. You can't play this during those windy, dusty, blowing haboob dust storms. That doesn't work. But this is the perfect song.
And I said I didn't
pretty
like
soft.
The way he got things done.
Arizona winter. Drenchings. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Rosie on Nass. We're here to roust you up, roust you out, and get you going about any project you're trying to tackle in, out, and about your house. Hey, listen, I want to hear from the listeners from up north. Those of you listening on CASM or KQNA or CAF Radio, Yavapai or Coconino County, what is the snow level? At what level? They were talking to Doug Nensel, who was in Flagstaff this morning, said it had only barely just begun to turn to snow early this morning. So I'm curious, what kind of snow level are we talking about in this little nice moisture event spread across Arizona?
What conditions, Flagstaff? What's the slopes look like?
Yeah. I hope
these are important things to know.
I hope the peaks are getting a nice little good dose of fresh snow. You can join us and talk to us and give us a ring. We'd love to find out what your project is at your house. It's 1-888-767-4348. If you're trying to tackle something around the house, give us a ring and let us put our home building, remodeling, and repair experience to work for you. We've built and remodeled in Tucson and all over the Phoenix metro area, Flagstaff. Heck, we've even remodeled homes and buildings in Wickia. Now, how many people can say that? Huh? How many people can say that? So we've been all over the state, regardless where you are. Give us a ring. We'll put our experience to work for you. 1-888-767-4348. Those of you that are driving around doing the shopping thing right now, somebody asked me the other day, Rosie, what is the number one, not family tradition, what's the number one Rosie tradition for the holidays? I said, mostly procrastination.
I think you have a new one. It's shop for every grandbaby and get them an LSU garment of some type. That's become like a passion.
Yeah, the LSU sports shop and I are almost on first name basis now. So hopefully they'll like everything they get. But we're doing a little shopping. I'm actually a little bit ahead of my normal status at this point in the month.
So good for you.
I'm just a little bit ahead of where I am. I want y'all to be alert, though. In this time of year, it is a very common time of year for you to be robbed. Now that's a real downer, isn't it? But it's a matter of having your shopping items clearly and easily seen, like on the back seat of your car while you're parked at the mall.
Oh.
In between, you've got so much to carry now, you got to get it out to the car and then go back for round two. You know, that's what the trunk is for. That's what a winter blanket is for. Cover it, you know, and in car break-ins, it's very easy to grab your garage door opener and look in the glove box and get your address. And then how easy is it from that point to finish the job a little bit later?
Because you're probably going to be there in the parking lot with the police report for at least another hour and a half.
That's right.
So exactly. If you're a victim of a smash and grab auto theft, get someone home.
All right. So let's shop aware, okay, and shop careful. Now, on a lighter note, after just taking a little time to warn our friends and fans about protecting themselves, I appreciate y'all covering for me last Saturday. Y'all had a great time at the Courthouse Square Prescott tree lighting ceremony and the parade, and y'all were giving away, y'all give away the farm last weekend, I think.
Well, we broadcast from Jersey Lily, of course, and just had a blast. They always such good hosts to us, and saw the owner, Tommy, joined us, as well as the mayor and Tom Riley of Renovations. So we had lots of nice guests. But the topic of our show was shop local. No matter where you are in Arizona, shop local. And we covered, if you missed it or you didn't get all of it, just go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. And on the right-hand side, there's a little link there for the resources that we gave for all over the state. But we also had a gift to give to our listeners, and we ran a contest for the KTAR suite this Monday night for the basketball Suns versus Bucks. And man, those phones lit up, and you had to have an idea for a local gift in order to be part of the raffle. So we picked five winners because they get two tickets each, so there'll be 10 people joining us. And the neat thing was the gifts that they suggested were from all over the state.
That's cool.
Cody from Casa Grande suggested Adventures in Stained Glass. Mm-hmm. Which is in Casa Grande.
And Cody's going to drive up from Casa Grande.
He is. He was excited.
And join us at the Suns game? Great.
Yes.
All right.
Very
awesome.
Thankful, man. And then
you make it sound, that's like a 30-minute drive. I know. Casa Grande is outside of Phoenix. It's not that far.
Romy keeps us in perspective that way.
Yeah.
And then Sheena from Florence recommended.
It takes me longer from Whitman to get to downtown Phoenix than for Cody, I bet.
All right. Sheena from Florence recommended Frame and I from Prescott. Sherry from Tempe recommended Holly's Little Farm from Marana. They carry local honey, which is very good for allergies and such, not to mention it's very tasty. Linda from Phoenix, of course, suggested Cosante, the Cosante bells.
Oh, sure. You know, yeah.
Those are a staple in Arizona. And Mindy from Chandler suggested a Scottsdale Shop Zamato, which specializes in Western gifts.
Oh.
So, anyway. So
those are all the winners that will be joining us at the KTR Suites for the Suns game Monday night.
That's right.
You and I are host and hostessing.
We are.
Is that correct? Oh, okay. Well, this will be fun. Thank you for participating, one and all. We did seem to get a lot of feedback all week long about all the things y'all covered, and there's an entire resource guide on our website at rosieonthehouse.com. Shop local. Keep it close, right?
And we got these suggestions that we didn't already have on the list added.
That's right. You know what? They're on Facebook.
Okay.
They are on Facebook. There's a little picture of a little snowman next to our beautiful red Sedona Mountains. And if you click on that, you'll see all these listed.
Local gift giving ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
All right. A little bit later in the show, we've picked today with the rain coming down as our day on gutters. We're very fortunate that those came together hand in hand. It's actually a topic we picked months ago. If you get the Arizona Republic, we actually have an article in there every Saturday morning in the home section. And we talk about the importance of gutters. And people don't realize how important it is to keep the moisture away from the foundation of your home. And it has to do with the soil makeup so often that we have here in Arizona. It's a very clay-based.
It's been a long time since we've said this. It seemed like we were covering it weekly there for a while. But a lot of people that come here think, well, because it rains so little, you don't need to bother with this because it doesn't happen often enough. Well, because of the infrequency of our rain, we actually have more water problems because of the inconsistency of the soil. Places that rain all the time and the moisture in the soil is kept relatively the same throughout the entire year, not a lot of changes there. But when we get a dry out and it cracks, and everyone's seen it if you've walked around the desert where the clays are just completely cracked where you could tell there had been water, then all of a sudden a little bit of moisture and boom, there's a puddle there.
Back up.
So it's we have more problems from moisture because of the lack of it.
It's why we have to be careful about how we build, how we treat our foundations, how we treat our soils. We actually have a show coming up in January where we're going to dive in deep on the different soils of Arizona and what you can do to keep your foundation from experiencing stress. We've got our specialist from Arizona Foundation Solutions coming in. But today we want to talk about moisture management in and on your property. We'll be talking and going deep on that in the 10 o'clock hour. The 9 o'clock hour, we like to just throw the lines open at 1-888-767-4348. Whatever it is you'd like to talk about, we'd be happy to give you the advice we have. These are the long weekends lazy weekends that people might pick up a project and get something started. Maybe you had a lazy long weekend over the holidays, over the course of Labor Day or Memorial Day or Thanksgiving, and you've got a project that just can't seem to get finished. Maybe that would be a good opportunity to give us a ring. We can coach you through wrapping that one up.
Hey, taking a look inside of our digital newsroom, Jim writes in and says, this is another pet peeve of mine, is when they put drywall on patio ceilings. I don't understand why they do that. Why?
It's cheap.
Oh, and of course, he's got drywall tape falling off. He's got paint popping off, and he wants to know, all right, should I repair this Or is it just going to happen again, and should I tear it down and look for a different type of material? Well, you can repair it, and you can make it last longer if you add a concrete bonding agent into your drywall mud. Quikrete is a very popular name that you just put it in your mud, and you add it, and then when you reapply it, it makes it a little bit stronger, but you also have to make sure that you seal every place that that drywall meets up against the wood. You want a nice bead of caulk on there, and it just prevents moisture from getting behind it and creating it to sag. But all of that said, you still have to repair it farther down the line. Now, not that there's a perfectly maintenance-free solution, but certainly there's a lot of other alternatives, a lot of different type of wood panelings that you can put underneath out of direct sunlight. They'll last a long time without having these constant problems when, you know, drywall is just gypsum and paper.
That's it.
And you get it wet and it's game over. So there are a couple things, but if you want to repair it, there you go. Otherwise, take a trip to a good hardware lumber store. Closest one to him would probably be Helt Lumber. He's in the Surprise area. Is there a closer? There's got to be a closer one to Surprise.
To Surprise, it would be closer. Helt Lumber's the one we go to the most often because we like them. We like the guys there. But shopping for some good T111 might be a great option. Get rid of the drywall and put up a nice T111 plywood up there.
Victor wrote in and said a few weeks back you had a friend on that did something with doors and skylights and replacement, and I couldn't find it. Well, I hate to break it to you, Victor, but you probably didn't look very hard. No, I'm just kidding. And at RosieOnTheHouse.com, it was Freelight, Chip Marvin of Freelight. And what they do is they laser.
It's a new service.
Yep. It's a interior door replacement service that was pretty unique. You can go to the media section and in radio, just select that topic, and you can re-listen to the broadcast about that new service that they offer for interior door replacement. But if you want to just stop by the showroom, it's on McDowell. It's Freelight.